Weavin, a tool to allow you to create web pages that you design and the content of which you determine. Because you don't need to create an account, you can do, but you don't need to, this could be really useful for students where you don't have to start worrying about getting them to log on and providing the details and so forth. You just get started by clicking on the Create and Share button. When you're presented with a blank page, it's very helpfully got a grid marked on it, although things to the graphic. Type an ad. Do this by means of what it calls widgets. They're basically frames within which that content sits. Those frames can be resized, they can be moved about on the page, they can be deleted, they can also be layered one on top of the other, one over the other. And of course you can edit text widget, picture widgets and embed widgets. The text is straightforward. You get a re-editing flexibility within there, so you can change font size, colour and all that sort of thing. Picture widgets require you to content from elsewhere on the web. So you don't have the facility to upload images, but you can use imgur.com with that tool, or simply a matter of pasting in the URL on the web. And the third type of widget is the embed code. So here we can put all sorts of stuff in from elsewhere. It could be charts that you've created, it could be YouTube or Vimeo videos, anything. Initially that you share it out, all options. You can just provide a direct link to the page. You can provide it, or it provides a shortened URL for you. If you need to come back and edit the page, it provides a special URL for you to do that. And here's a possibility where your students could perhaps work on things collaboratively. I'm not sure how that would work if they were trying to edit at the same time, but at least one could complete a certain amount of work, pass on the edit link to his or her partner or partners, and they could use that. You also get an embed code for embedding in forums and message boards, and also some HTML for websites. And if you need to delete the page, there's also a delete page link, which is very handy if anything goes particularly awry. So there you go, that's PageFin.